Good morning, and I wish you a wonderful new season. As we can see, the weather is telling us we are heading toward a new season. If we look outside, we are saying goodbye to the summer, and we are going closer and closer to the fall. And as the nature is telling us about that's part of the reality of really moving from one day to one spot of the light and the other day maybe in a spot of the dark. And maybe all together we can see as God's hand is going through the cycle of life as we see, as we need in the nature to be not only one season but different seasons. And it's the same approach, it's the same idea that will help us to understand the context of Psalm 123. If we go back, and if you can remember with me when we talked about Psalm 22, it seems it's on the opposite side of the tone of the psalmist. We can see the difference between Psalm 122 and Psalm 123 is like moving from the daytime to the dark time. In 122, we can hear the joy all over and happiness being all over. They forgot, they had been tired and they walked all the way. And they were standing in this holy city. And today, in 123, we can see the big shift where the psalmist is crying for help. The contrast we can see between Psalm 122 and Psalm 123 is to highlight the reality we should face as a believer. God and Christ did not promise us a life that full of all wonderful things and all easy things, but he promised he will be all the time with us. He didn't promise us with a fairy tale. He promised us with a tough life, but with a strong faith. He promised us maybe sometimes we feel we'll walk alone, but he will be there, tapping on our shoulder to remind us we are not alone. As we know and as we hear on the news and all this political thing going on in our country, and all of us wondering, which one of these voices is right? Which one is really care about people who are going without job and people who are going with no maybe check to pay for their food and for their daily needs? When you get and you hear all these voices, and you feel standing between the intersection and feel confused, which way could we go? Which one we can believe with all these noisy and hard voices? But this psalm is reminding us about when we get tired and sick of our own humanity, there is a way and there is a direction we can turn to. He's telling us even when life does not stay all the time on a straight line and when it doesn't give us what we want and what we deserve as human, he says it's okay to cry. And it's sad even to hear some people are really not even allowing people to cry and scream about what's going on in our country and our political system is not fair for many people on the street. Even the right to cry and to talk about their need and their worry and their concern about where this conversation and this debate going to take us. Are these people staying on an ivory tower? They're just debating, but they don't know their words hurt us because it turned every day to could we have food or not? Could we pay our bill or not? Could we stay with no fear about is this going to stay longer or going to be solved soon? And the psalmist is telling us, when you feel you're that confused and worried, it's okay to cry. It's okay to turn to God because this cry is about being an honest and authentic. It's not about what should people say us and what we should say. It's about what we feel and how it's reflect where we are at this moment. That's what the psalmist felt at this moment. He didn't worry about just people say, do you remember last week or last day or yesterday, you were full of joy and hallelujahs and all wonderful things. And today you look like a different person. But in all this difference, he's reflecting the moment and he's trusting his God. He is the true ruler and the true governor. and the true king that really care about the true justice. And here, he gave us an opportunity to be faithful and real at the same time. In other words, he or she is giving us the permission not to be a superman or superwoman, but to be honest and real people. The reality we can learn here is that God created us in a world full of joy and cry, the world is full of oppressors and oppressed. The world is full of wars and killing, but also a world of an opportunity for peace. The world for rich and poor. God has put us in the middle of these, not to ignore these two sides, but to live honest. This psalm started as an individual cry in verse 1, and it turned it to be a national or public cry in the rest of the psalm. And this is to remind us how important to keep the prophetical voice that most times start with individual and most of the time start with powerless people. But remember, powerless people scared powerful people. Remember, that's what happened with Jesus. A man who's tied and a man has no physical power, but he was able to face it by voice and speak about the truth when he faced Pilate. And even it happened with Paul too. These people who seem very powerless, but when they speak the truth, they remind us about something we don't want to hear. They remind us about the voice we don't want to listen to. These powerless people who has the power to wake up our conscience and straighten up our souls and spirit when we get drunk by our own selfish interest and when we stop thinking about others from their perspective, and when we can't understand their needs. The psalmist began his story by looking for the true ruler and the real master who hold power over all these powerful people. These powerful people who named in the psalm, they are at ease. The people who are very comfortable. They have no problem. They have a lot of things around them. And these people also, they are not only at ease, but they are making fun of others who cannot feel the same way they are feeling, who cannot feel comfortable enough because they have nothing. The image we can see here is the group of people who are desperate for help and they wondering about how to deal with their stress. And they felt very crushed to go nowhere except to lift their eyes to the Lord and seek help. And another group who are at ease, they are in a place where they cannot see people from equal perspective. And when we are on the top of any big building, remember that. When you try to look down and see things, it's not the same when you are on the same level. You barely see things from the top of a tower or a big building. You see things as very tiny, or even you cannot even see them at all. Maybe you hear people moving their lips, you see it, but you can't hear what they are saying. Because you are not on the same level, you don't understand their language. They are not really speaking a foreign language, they are not with a second language like me. They're speaking really the same language, but you cannot understand the language of struggle and suffering. The language of not being able to sleep at the night because you didn't know, is the government going to bail your bell or not tomorrow? When the psalmist puts his eyes or her eyes on God, then they freed themselves from hatred. The interesting thing in the psalm, there is no name about this group. We didn't know who are they really speaking about. So it's a very interesting, even with this much struggle, it's still focused on their own need and didn't go to the hatred and pointing out fingers and call this specific group as an evil. And this is an amazing thing. This is the powerful thing of prayer that's really save us from ourselves too. And when the psalmist turn around and say, I don't know where to go. Maybe I have no choice. Maybe I really push to the corner, but I know I can lift my eyes to the Lord and still focus on the need and the hope and not focusing on the false expectation by other people. Another way we can say, how many times we were injured because we seek help in the wrong way or from wrong people. And I'm not here blaming people who take wrong choice or do a poor choice. But I'm saying you do not have to think this is the only way you can face your trouble. There is another way. There is another option. You are not only pushed to only one direction to make a poor choice and to do the wrong thing. But there is a way where you can lift your head and trust the Spirit. And here the psalm is telling us, we seek help, even when we seek help in the wrong way or with the wrong people, there is a chance to lift up our heads and talk to God. Stop disappointing yourself and seek the Lord from all your heart and from your all entire mind. And the psalmist used a common image from their time when he said, we all can understand the relationship between slaves and masters and maid and her mistress. Maybe I'm not really in favor with this image, but really, this is the image, to be fair for them, to put it in a context, thousands of years. This was the system and the society about it's okay to have a master and to have a slave. It's okay to have a maid and a mistress. But as we shared from the New Testament, we do not need to stay only with this image as we heard it in the Old Testament. But the New Testament is telling us now we can feel we are friends, we are family. This is not the kind of expectation of gratitude. Whatever will fall out of the hand of the master or the mistress will be received with a great gratitude. Jesus is telling us it's your full right of expectation from God. Because A, God is merciful, and B, God is your father, and C, is we are in together as a family. So maybe this image is a very powerful for their days, but I think the image that Jesus told us is more powerful. Do not wait for God's answer with a shaking hand. Is he or she going to give me what I want? Is God going really to understand me or going to act as a strong and merciless master? All this fear and waiting outside the door, concern about how are they going to act and give us what we want. But Jesus is telling us, you are not anymore slaves, you are friends. Come with this trust in Christ today. We can know we are not anymore slaves, but friends and family. So wait with a deep hope, built on faith in God's mercy, and do not need to wait with shaking body and with a frightened hand if the master is going to do what you asked for. This continuing to help us to remember all these psalms was written around the journey to go to Jerusalem. And the word in Hebrew goes of ascents or ascensions to the Holy Land. It really means to go up. And regardless of wherever the travelers came from, they all have to have the perspective always going up to the city. If you're coming from the south or the north, even if you join the group maybe in the middle of the journey or in the beginning or maybe close to the end, you all will have the same perspective moving forward and going up. This is the hope and this is the faith that when we pray actively walking. We know the road is not going to be easy. We know the road is not going to be without bumps and really, and maybe big holes in the middle or struggling and even trying to find a direction to take. But this is what God told us. I will be with you all the time. Do not look at other people from a higher perspective, but look as people as if you were in their shoes. Today, our world is in need to really to go up and not really to go down. Our world needs to look back to see how things turned us to be less merciful and less peaceful. And there is a choice to be the people of God. And today, when we ask ourselves, to whom shall we go? There is an option, there is a way. We can lift up our eyes to the divine, to see God's words, and to see the love of God through Jesus Christ. Amen.